Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
On Thursday, this coming Thursday, 2 days' time, Arlene and I have been set a challenge to raise some money for Cash for Kids. It's our superhero day for Cash for Kids on Friday, but they want to give it a bit of a kickstart. And on Thursday, Arlene and I will start the show, and we don't get to leave the studio until we've raised £10,000 each.
That's a lot of money. I mean, it's going to be fantastic for the charity if we reach our target.
Yeah.
But not so good for us if we don't.
If we don't, we have to stay on. So we get to 10 o'clock, Stotty doesn't come on. We stay on. And it right the way through the day, 2 o'clock, old school and anthems, that's us that's doing it.
We get away for a nap at least.
We keep going until we've raised £10,000. And yesterday we were looking for...
I'm sorry, I'm trying to be enthusiastic, but that's going to be really...
It's for the kids, Arlene.
I know.
A bit more energy, thanks. So yesterday we were looking for some ideas how we could raise money. What could we do to raise some money without leaving the studio? Why don't you auction off the studio equipment, says Willie. That'd be quite good. Anybody want a cheap microphone? Cheap microphone, going cheap. Emma says, a sponsored spinathon in the studio. And bring in two of those wee bikes, pedal and present at the same time. Hashtag gasp. Okay. I'm not sure I like that idea. But let's go to the phones. Michael in Musselburgh.
I was just wanting to say for your charity thing,
yeah,
you should just get people to turn up, £2 a shot, fire eggs at you. Or they can turn up and a tenner a shot, they get to fire paintball guns at you.
Oh, well, I've done paintball before. That hurts.
Can you imagine?
That is the point.
Michael, just to say, we have to stay in the studio. Right?
Okay.
Can you imagine if people come in and chuck eggs?
Yeah.
I mean, the place is going to stink.
Our senior engineer wouldn't be very happy.
He's not going to be happy with that. But thank you for the suggestion.
What for bad?
Have a good day, Mike.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Stephanie from Livingston. Hiya, Steph.
Hi, good morning. If I remember correctly, when you guys had the wax, when you got waxed.
Yes, my manzillion, you mean?
Yeah, I was thinking perhaps maybe something like that, but Arlene doesn't get away from it either. She has to get waxed too.
Yeah, but she had it done last week.
You're talking about moustache again, aren't you?
Well, possibly, or the eyebrows are getting a little out of control.
Well, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. Yeah, I mean, something that we can do in the studio. We could get somebody to come in and wax us.
Mm.
I'm not prepared to do that down there again, to be honest. Because it hasn't grown back
ever. You still walk funny, don't you?
That's right. But, you know, you can get an eyebrow off or something, Arlene.
I'm not getting an eyebrow off. I mean, I love the kids and everything, want to raise money, but I'm not getting an eyebrow off.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can think of another part of your body.
It's like shaving your knuckles or something.
Stephanie, thanks for phoning. Have a great day.
Cheers, guys.
See ya, bye.
When me and all my mates were on my stag in Magaluf, we ended up getting different boys' names tattooed on my bum. So I've got Craig Patrick's name tattooed on my bum.
You are kidding me. You've got your mate's name tattooed on your own backside.
Correct. So So I'm offering you £500 for Cash for Kids if you get my name tattooed on your bum live in the studio on Thursday. My name's Stuart Edwards, so it's not that long a name, I suppose.
Oh, so you want both? First and second name?
Real name, that's what me and the lads on my stag is going, eh?
I'll have you know that my bottom is quite dainty and I don't think your name would fit.
That £500 on the table, my name tattooed on your bum.
Right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write that down, and if I do need a boost in my fundraising efforts on Thursday, I'm going to give you a call.
Okay, no bother.
Okay, but you genuinely did that.
I genuinely did. I've got a boy's name, Craig Patrick, tattooed on my bum. He's got my name tattooed on his. And another two boys have got Craig Patrick on their bum, on my stag.
So why would you do that?
Oh, it was an ongoing joke on the stag. Some of the boys, what did you see? Some of the boys in the aeroplane. One of the boys in the aeroplane had a I Love One Direction tattooed on his wedding finger. And another boy had...
When you say tattooed, do you mean actually tattooed or just written on it with a biro?
No. The real deal.
I Love One Direction on his wedding finger.
Oh,
the real deal.
Okay, well, I think we should hang up on you now because you sound a bit of a nutter, to be honest.
It's a laugh. You'll never see it. Nobody's ever going to notice about your wife, of course. She'll see the funny side.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for phoning.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye bye. Just no. That is no happening. No.